Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. This is your Chief Apostle, Patricia Stewart, PhD, PhD. God is truly good. God is on the throne, and God is in charge. We thank God for Jesus. We thank God for you. We thank God because he's a mighty, mighty God. What a mighty God we serve. Angels bow before him. Heaven and earth adore him. What a mighty God we serve. We thank God for Shinity Kelly of the wonderful, wonderful Samson Realtors. We thank God for you. You can give her a call at 443-854-0977. That's Shinity Kelly at 443-854-0977. And don't forget about Dr. David Gaines. Dr. David Gaines is located at 2103 North Charles Street in the blessed city of Baltimore. Give him a call at 443-449-3631. Dr. David Gaines is our master electrician. He's located at 2108 North Charles Street, doing great and mighty things, praying with you and for you as he touched your beautiful, beautiful, beautiful natural hair. Beautiful natural hairstyles by Dr. David Gaines at 443-449-3631. Ebony Styles. Thank God for Ebony Styles. He is a barber on board. But you have to give him a call and schedule an appointment at 443-449-3631. Dr. David Gaines of Ebony Styles, Master Electrician, and we thank God for you. Don't forget, he's sharing bread on Tuesdays, but you have to call him before Tuesday to let him know you'd like to pick up some bread. 443-449-3631, Dr. David Gaines of Ebony Styles, and today is the day if you're putting your order for bread to pick it up at 2103 North Charles Street. We thank God for the man of God, praying man, powerful, powerful man of God, praying with you and for you. Praise God. We thank God for the family tree. And don't forget, the family tree have an exciting event coming up. We want you to come and share your time with them. The Fall Back to School Resource Fair. Bring the family, enjoy music, fun, and resources. Join them on Saturday, September 17th, 12:30 p.m. to 4 p.m. at Al Daily Bread. 725 Falls Way in Baltimore, Maryland, 21202. That's 725 Falls Way in Baltimore, Maryland, 21202. Don't forget that you will receive backpacks and school supplies, free food, free health screenings, free haircuts, free clothes giveaway, free household items, COVID supplies and tests, raffles, hallelujah, craft activities, resource vendors, and more. If you would like to be a vendor, you can contact Patricia Barger at B-A-R-G-E-R, and I'm going to give you her address, P-B-A-R-G-E-R at FamilyTreeMD.org. Contact Patricia Barger at P-B-A-R-G-E-R at FamilyTreeMD.org. Contact her today if you're interested in being a vendor at this beautiful, beautiful back-to-school resource fair. Sponsored by the family tree. God is truly good. God is blessing you, and God is on the throne. For the time that we do have on today, we're praying for our youth, our young people that are going back to school, university, colleges, training programs. We are praying for all of you. Special prayers go up to all of our individuals that are going back for a higher education. And we believe in studying. Thank you, Jesus. Most of all, study the word of God. A workman needeth not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth, the word of God. Study the word of God, and he's going to bring you to where you need to be. Hallelujah. Put God first. God, family, church. God, family, church. That's the order. God, family, church. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. God is a mighty God. He's a good God, and he can do anything but fail. Want you to know he hasn't failed you yet. All right. Don't forget to read 91st song, breakfast, lunch, and dinner, and even for a snack. That's your song of protection, Psalm 91. For the time that we do have on this morning, my sisters and my brothers, we're going to talk about the prayer of faith. The prayer of faith. Get your pencils and your papers. Okay? Now, we've talked previously on different decrees. I always say I decree and I declare. You heard the old folks saying, I declare. I decree and I declare. Always. And that's just a thing to say. First of all, the prayer of talking directly to God. And this is very important, my sisters and my brothers. When you are in doubt about whether you should pray for a thing or not, ask yourself three questions. Very, very important. First, is it spiritually legal? Will getting it hurt anyone else? Will getting it be good for all concerned? There's a saying, the good of one is the good for all. Second, do you really want what you're asking for to the extent that you are willing to accept the responsibility that having it is going to bring? New good always brings new responsibilities and challenges. All right. Thank you, Jesus. Are you willing, if necessary, to give up something you have to make way for the good you want, which you could replace? All right. You want some new clothes. You need to get rid of some of those old clothes. They should be in good shape. Share them with someone else. Amen? Don't keep piling more clothes and more furniture and more items. Give something away. Bless someone. Are you willing, if necessary, to give up something you now have to make way for the good you want, which will replace it? Are you willing to give up those cigarette smoking? Because that's going to replace it. God's going to replace it with some good. Are you willing to give up the alcohol? God is going to replace that with some good. Are you willing to give up dancing for the devil and dance for the Lord? God is going to replace it with some good. Are you willing to give up lying and stealing and backbiting and whoremongering? God is going to replace it with some good. Are you willing to give up adultery? God is going to replace it with some good. Are you willing to give up covetousness? Stop coveting what other people have. Stop wishing you were like other people. You don't know what they're going through. God has blessed you to be you and not someone else. When he made you, he broke the mold. It's only one of you. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. You don't know what that person has gone through or what going through or going to go through. Ask God to show you what is it he wants you to do. You are you. Thank you, Jesus. Only one of you. Are you willing, if necessary, to give up something you now have to make way for the good you want, which would replace it? Emerson said that for everything you gain, you lose. Everything you gain, you lose. Keep that in mind. You'll lose some friends along the way, some folk you thought was your friends. Everything you gain, you're going to lose. But God is going to bless you with some better friends, real friends, godly men and women. You never go wrong when praying for things to pray for divine results. Pray for divine results in Jesus' name. Second, we talked about the prayer of asking. Remind yourself often that if it were not God's good will for you to experience fulfillment of the deep desires of your heart, you would not desire them in the first place. Selfish, human, limited, surface desires do not last. They soon pass away, whereas the deep desires of your soul quickly persist seeking fulfillment. The word desires mean from the Father. God will give you the desires of your heart. If God did not want you to be happy and successful, you could not possibly achieve happiness and success, no matter what you did, no matter how hard you tried. Regardless of how much you might strain and press toward success, you would fail if God did not want you to succeed. My God, my God. Third, the prayer of asking for direct guidance. If you don't know what to ask for directly, pray for guidance. Say, Father, what is the truth about this? Make the truth about this situation so plain and clear that I cannot mistake it. There's no mistakes when it comes to God. The Bible, the people of the Bible called it asking for a sign. Uh-huh. You've heard that. Lord, give me a sign. They often ask God to give them a sign of answered prayer. And you can too. Fourth, the decree of divine intelligence. Along with asking for guidance and wisdom from our Almighty Living God, it's sometimes wise to call on divine intelligence, and we should. We are intelligent beings. Call on the divine intelligence within you. Thank you, Jesus. Fifth, the decree of divine love. After the more complicated phases of decree, such as asking for guidance and then being flexible to receive it, you got to be flexible. You now come in to actual affirmations on decree, a positive method of assertion. I no longer ask for good fortune. I am good fortune. One of the most powerful prayers of decree is that one which decrees divine love. To affirm divine love releases the all-powerful love vibration that moves among people and events, producing harmonizing results. Divine love. Sixth, the decree that God's will is being done. Contrary to what most people think, to declare that God's will is being done in a situation is the highest form of prayer and always brings the perfect result. Happy, satisfying, answered for all involved. This is true because God is a God of love. So his will for his children is always the highest and the best. A Heavenly Father would hardly wait. A Heavenly Father probably want less for his children than what an earthly father would. My God, my God. Seventh, the decree of divine plan. There's divine plan for your life. The divine plan is a sublime plan and includes health, wealth, happiness, and perfect self-expression. As you affirm the divine plan, you begin to draw to yourself the ideas, opportunities, events, and people that are meant to be a part of your divine plan. Thank you, God. Let God's will be done in that divine plan. Then there's the decree of divine order. Order in heaven's first law, and by affirming divine order, you somehow release a heavenly form of order to manifest in your mind, body, and affairs. Answered prayer manifests when things get into divine order. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Then there's the decree of blessing. The people of the Bible felt that the act of blessing carried great power to accomplish good. To bless means to make holy or whole by spoken words. Be careful with your blessing. To bless means to make holy or whole by divine words. To ask divine favor for some situation or person. To wish a person or situation well. To make happy or prosperous. To gladden, glorify, praise. When you bless a troublesome person, financial situation, or bodily ailment, you are praising the good in it. You're invoking divine favor, which is then released to produce happy results for you. Watch what you bless. The prayer of faith, number 10. One of the most powerful forms of affirmative prayer is the decree of faith. Jesus promised, all things whatsoever ye shall ask in prayer, believing ye shall receive, Matthew 21:22. According to your faith, be it done unto you. Matthew 9:29. According to your faith has made you whole. Your faith in Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Faith without works is dead. Faith is the evidence of things hoped for. Not seen. You haven't seen it. But you got faith in it. I got hope. I know that God is going to do what God wants to do in my life. Thank you, Jesus. If you have had a life of disappointment, how do you begin to believe in the goodness of God, man, the world? By decreeing it anyway. By decreeing it anyway. No matter what you have gone through, no matter what you're going through, you decree it anyway. Faith can be developed as a result of the many affirmations. Thank you, Jesus. Charles Fillmore has scientifically explained the potency of faith to produce practical results in your life. Just as the electric current precipitates certain metals in an acid solution, or faith stirs into action the electrons of man's brain, and acting concurrently with the spiritual ethers, these electrons hasten nature and produce quickly what ordinary requires months of seed time and harvest. Thus, instead of complaining that you do not have enough faith to improve your life, begin decreeing that you do have faith. This act will hasten the power of faith in people and events that will produce quickly for you what ordinary will require months or years. Thank you, Jesus. A little old lady who had ran a boarding house and always had trouble trying to collect rent from her boarders. Then she learned of the amazing power of decrees of faith. Yes, and this is for you realtors out there. This is for you that need to collect money, people that are renting your home. Those of you that need to get money back from those you've loan money out to. I have faith to God. I have faith in God. I have faith in people. I have faith in things. Quickly, her boarders respond by paying their rent on time, even ahead of time, as good things begin to happen to them. Not only did their attitudes and their financial situations improve, but the word of faith seemed to affect the cook, the maid, the janitors, and everyone else connected with this boarding house. All were prosperous and blessed as the landlady continued privately decreeing her faith in God. First of all, decree your faith in God. God, I have faith in you in this situation. God, I have faith in you that you're going to touch those individuals that need to pay my money back, that need to pay their rent, that need to pay their bills on time. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. God, I have faith in you, man and things. She proved that by affirming for another what you decreed for yourself, both of you are blessed. Watch out. Isn't God good? By you affirming others, what you desire for yourself, both of you are blessed. That's the kind of God that we serve. Thank you, Jesus. Both of you are blessed. Both of you are receiving the blessing from the Almighty Living God. I want God to bless you too. I want God to bless the bill collectors. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. By affirming, thank you, Jesus. By affirming, all were prosperous and blessed as the landlady continued privately decreeing her faith in God, man, things. She proved that by affirming for another what you desire for yourself, both of you are blessed. I pray that you get the job that God has signed up for you. I pray that you get the promotion that God has lined up for you. I pray that God bless you above and beyond what you could imagine or what you can think. I pray that God will heal your body, mind, spirit, and soul. You want to be healed? You pray for healing for someone else. I pray that God will put your house in order. I pray that God will bless your children. They will be saved and accept Jesus Christ as their personal Savior. I pray that your children are saved by the hand of the Almighty Living God. I pray that your children will walk in the newness of Jesus Christ. I pray that your children will be obedient to you. I pray that your children will honor thy mother and thy father, and thy days will be long upon this earth. I pray that there will be blessing and healing in families. I pray that our individuals that are walking the streets will receive a home. Their minds will be regulated, that they'll have a mind stayed on thee. I come against mental illness. It's not of God. Paranoid schizophrenic, bipolar disorder, depression. I pray in the name of Jesus, God, you'll touch their minds, their bodies, spirits, and souls, and healing will take place. I pray for the police department that you keep them safe. Keep their minds in order that they'll do right by God, the Almighty Living God. Then they'll be right, do right by man. I pray in the name of Jesus for all of our leaders of the world, President Joe Biden and his wife. I pray, Father God, for his family in its entirety. I pray in the name of Jesus, glory be to God, for Carmela Harris and her family, her husband. I pray, Father God, that you'll touch their minds and touch their minds and give them godly wisdom, godly knowledge, godly intelligence. I pray in the name of Jesus for previous President Donald Trump. I pray that the Spirit of God would touch his mind, his body, spirit, and soul right now. And it will penetrate into his family, generation after generation, that you will break that generational curse on the Trump family. I pray that you will touch him right now in the name of Jesus. Glory be to God. And trouble his mind and his spirit that he'll do right by you, the Almighty Living God. I pray for his followers, Father God, that the Spirit of God will rain down upon them and souls will be saved and lives will be changed, that they'll do right in the name of Jesus. I come against those spirits that's not of you right now that are walking the streets, that are causing destruction in the name of Jesus. I pray, Father God, that the Spirit of the Almighty Living God will fall upon families, loved ones, individuals. We pray for healing of mind, body, spirit, and soul. We lift up our seniors one by one, individually and collectively. I pray, Father God, for healing right now and protection in the name of Jesus. Those in the nursing homes, I pray, Father God, for healing for them, that they'll be treated, Father God, by the nurses and the doctors, the anesthesiologists, the surgeons, Father God, those that dispense the medication. I pray for all those workers in that vineyard. I pray, Father God, because you told us to pray without ceasing. And I pray for the good of all, that souls will be saved. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. You could invoke the miracle prayer of faith by affirming often, I dare to believe that all things have worked together for good in my life. I dare to believe that all things are now working together for good in my life. I dare to believe that all things shall work together for good in my life, or in this situation, or in this person. I pray that all things work together for good in your life, that all things will work together for good in your finances, in your health. Hallelujah, glory be to God. I lift up, hallelujah, family members, loved ones. I pray that all things work together for the good in your finances. I pray that God will work all things for the good in your job, on your job. I pray for all things to work together for good for those that are traveling by airplane, by train, by bus, by taxi, by Uber, by Lyft. I pray that all things work together for good for those that are walking the streets that don't have the money to even catch a Uber or a Lyft or a taxi cab. I pray that God will protect them and bless them with whatever it is they stand in need of on their jobs, in their homes. I pray that all things work together for good that have been exposed to E. coli in the water in West Baltimore. I pray for the good, that all things work together for the good for those that are in California fighting the fires, Father God. Pray for those that are affected by the flood in Illinois. I pray for those, for all things to work together for good, that those been affected by the wars in the name of Jesus. I pray for the peace of Jerusalem in the name of Jesus. Touch, Father God, in the name of Jesus. All of your children, we are praying without ceasing. We are a nation called to pray without ceasing. Touch, heal, move, and deliver. I pray for the good of all, that they'll fall on bended knees and surrender to you, the Almighty Living God, and cry out, what must I do to be saved? That they will surrender to you, the Almighty Living God.
I decree and declare a spirit of healing upon the land. I decree and declare a spirit of healing upon the land. I decree and declare that the goodness of the Almighty Living God fall fresh upon this nation. In Jesus Christ's name, let all of God's people say amen, amen, and amen. Yes, this is your chief apostle, Patricia Stewart, Ph.D., Ph.D. I found the answer. I learned how to pray. God bless you real good. In Jesus' name, hallelujah, glory be to God. May God continue to be with you today and always.